Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. Several years ago, when I was still practicing and had the women's clinic here in St. Louis, I was at home when the phone rang. Before I picked up, I looked at the caller ID, and the last name I ever expected or wanted to see on that caller ID was the name of an old friend. This woman had hurt me more than any words or emotions could describe. For more years than I care to share, there wasn't a day that went by that I did not think or maybe even cry over what this woman had done to me. The hurt was exhausting. I raised my daughter to never use the word hate, because it's a very strong word. It's an awful word with very strong feelings and does more to the person who hates than it does to the person who is hated. Honestly, I didn't hate this woman, not only because I choose not to hate, but because she opened my eyes to something I needed to see. I just didn't like the way it went down, and I didn't want to see what she was showing me, something that was there for me to see right in front of me. But it happened. I was more hurt than anything. Thank God I chose not to be vindictive, and the crazy thing was, I really liked her. I had prayed that somehow we could finally confront the issue and put it to rest. I happen to be a confrontational person, not in the sense that an argument has to ensue, because I just won't participate in that type of communication. I'm just not doing it. In other words, I can certainly argue and debate an issue without screaming over another person to dominate them or gain control, slam down the phone, walk away, or get in the car and leave. I have more confidence than that. I'm referring to confronting an issue so that it can be put to rest. I'd rather confront it than run from it the rest of my life, so I'm like, let's go, let's dance. Well, I don't believe in the phrase, be careful what you pray for, because careful has the connotation of fear in it. I prefer the phrase, be clear on what you pray for. And I do realize that a prayer request can show up in many different ways. So there it was, her name on the caller ID. Immediately, my hand started shaking. I mean, my hand was shaking so bad that I actually dropped the phone when I picked it up. When I answered, she told me who she was, I suppose in case I didn't have caller ID, and then she said, look, I know I'm the last person you ever wanted to hear from. And then she apologized for everything she had done to me. I never lashed out at this woman, and I never did anything to hurt her in return. I mean, what would that get me? In the midst of her apology, something strange happened within me. Her apology didn't change me, not in the sense that you might think. I realized that the apology was for her. She needed to do this. She needed to relieve her soul of this burden. She needed to feel better. And you know what? I was okay with that. What the apology had done to me was make me realize that it was my choice all along to hang on to the hurt and pain. I could have let it all go a long time ago, but I chose to hang on, and boy, I was holding on tight. Whether she apologized or not, it was still my choice how I would live my life as a result of what happened. Folks, it's interesting. The two biggest lessons in my life I learned from this woman. In Cherokee, we say, until we meet again, Deinada gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great weekend, everyone.